Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... Well, tell me it ain't. Evil Weasel Wednesday. Evil Weasel Wednesday. My goddamn day around here ain't evil anymore. Anyway, it's the fourth day of May. It's 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 63 degrees here at 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 71 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And man, it's so fucking beautiful out there. You just want to be out there and you could go somewhere. You could just, but come the weekend, it's going to fucking rain and snow. Right, I mean, just like clockwork, it's the way it's been, shit, the last three fucking weeks. Nice during the week, and then as soon as the weekend comes, shit. And not enough fucking moisture coming from the shit to even bother with. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I hate the fuckers. I hate the weather. I hate all about it. Let's see what we're going to look at here. Algorithms are being used to help determine if kids should be taken from their parents. Really? Fucking machine's going to tell you now? Are we coming to the age of the fuck, what the hell, like the Terminator? Where the fucking machines are in charge? I think some machines need to be fucking broken, personally. We'll talk about it when we return.
Go to his head, his wife's aggravation, you soon end up dead. That's the same old story, same old song and dance, nothing. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, nothing. Shady looking loser, you played with my gun. No smooth face, a lawyer could get you undone.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, algorithms to be used to help determine if kids should be taken from their parents. By fucking who? Under what fucking authority? I mean, don't these son of a bitches just sit there and dream this shit up and then, hey, just go in and try and inflict it on us? How about you come to fuck with us? We fucking blow your ass away and your fucking machine. You lawless fucking goddamn rogue motherfucking mafia. The only fuck you can call you are international corporate mafia. You fucking ain't gonna fucking rule over us free fucking nationals in this country. This is from Reclaim the Net. It was sent in by Galen Ford. Discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The limitations of algorithms today in terms of accuracy regarding context and nuance is evident even to a casual observer, most notably in the often blundering automated censorship on the social networks. Notwithstanding the state of affairs as far as the limitation of the technology itself without even taking no account intent or account intent of those behind it. Account and intent, I don't know. It's great writing. Social workers in the U.S. have started relying on predictive algorithms in deciding when to investigate parents suspected of child neglect. You motherfuckers, you're fired. Get the fuck out of here. Your whole goddamn corporation is a fucking unlawful goddamn entity. Get it out. You're in violation of our law. We want our law enforced. Get the fuck out. You have no authority over us. You do not grant us privileges, and you do not grant us immunities, and you do not police us. The stakes are higher here than having a Facebook post deleted. These parents can evidently, or eventually, I'm sorry, end up having their children removed. Well, I'd fucking not if you fucking shoot them. I mean, if they, no matter what they come after, if they're fucking in violation of the goddamn law, enforce the fucking law. And this shit will stop, I promise you. And the algorithm that is now in use in several states and spreading is described by AP as opaque. All the while providing social workers with statistical calculations that can base their actions on. Oh, so statistically, fucking you come fucking with somebody's kid? You, for the fuck, a machine said so? How about we shove that machine up your fucking ass and kick the goddamn board off it, you son of a bitch? You fucking cocksuckers do not have any jurisdictional authority to investigate us for any fucking thing. You're our fucking niggers. You're our fucking goddamn slaves. You're our fucking goddamn servants, remember? You're pathetic, every fucking one of you. Other concerns raised around the algorithm, like the one used in Pennsylvania's Allegheny County that was the subject of a Carnegie Mellon University study, are reliable, which is entirely expected, as well as the effect of hardening racial disparities in the child welfare system. I mean, of course, mix it up. Fucking man, God, if we would just kill each other for you fucking cowardly, spineless, pedophilic fucking pukes, wouldn't that be wonderful? Instead, we found you out. And you're just waiting for your fucking goddamn day of justice, you son of a bitches. And while such tools are already, to work or are being considered in California, Colorado, and Oregon, in Illinois, the problem that emerged with the use of algorithms is such sensitive scenarios have caused the authorities to drop the idea of implementing such tools. The university study, focused on the Allegheny County concluded that social networkers do not agree with one in three risk scores that the system churns out, while another piece of research found that the number of black children flagged for mandatory neglect investigations compared to their white peers is disproportionate. So we're not going to argue that fucking issue. That's why the one to argue, well, gun people who are criminals don't follow gun laws. That ain't the fucking argument. The fucking argument is you can't fucking do it. You can't go past that goddamn period in the second article. That's the fucking argument. And right here, the argument is you can't do this to anybody. I don't care what fucking color they are. You have no jurisdictional authority. You are in gross violation of the fucking supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable, ratified by we the people law under our fucking individual jurisdiction known as the fucking Bill of Rights, December 15, 1791. You motherfuckers are in violation after violation. You are off running violation. You get the fuck out. You cannot be here. You're breaking the law being here. We got to enforce it, though. We are allowing it, people. This is the shit you are allowing. Found the number of black children flagged for mandatory neglect investigation compared to white peers is disproportionate. Oh, that's the fucking goddamn issue here. Not do you have any kind of jurisdictional authority to fucking run my name even so much as for the machine. Any fucking kind of investigation, you better have fucking cause, and you better be doing it within the rules of the common law. And you fucking pricks, you in your administrative admiralty, you do not own me. I am not your goddamn property. I'm not your goddamn slave. I'm not your goddamn nigger. You better get it through your fucking heads. We will not stand for this shit. You think, I was reading a thing that Galen's husband, I can't think of his name right now, and sent me, and it was from the perspective of the fucking merchants and the fucking, you know, the well-to-do, the aristocracy of the day back in 1775, just before the Lexington and Concord. And what I discovered was, you know, that these son of a bitches are the same son of a bitches we're looking at today. These motherfuckers think that they can fucking write it down and, hey, I'll hire some thugs to fucking enforce my unlawful goddamn intrusions and fucking denials and disparagements of your fucking rights. Hire the motherfuckers and let's get this shit going. We will wipe this time. You motherfuckers aren't going to be here. You are all going fucking to be off this goddamn piece of real estate we call the United States of America. You dirty son of a bitches. And we're taking everything you fucking have. Get used to the fucking idea, capitalist. And it's going back to the fucking people it belongs to, and that's the individual, free, sovereign nationals of the United States of these Americas at all. You thieving fucking pricks. And then you have the goddamn enemy. Who in the fuck are you to fucking judge anybody? That's why the Bill of Rights was put in place, people. So fucking shit like this couldn't happen. Oh, an algorithm. Well, we're here because the computer said you needed to be investigated. How about I fucking just cram that fucking computer right down your fucking throat? I'm sick of this fucking goddamn technology bullshit. Technology's gonna fucking challenge my goddamn rights. Technology will be fucking destroyed. And the son of a bitches that are trying to run these algorithms. That's what we need to do. We need to get rid of those cocksuckers in fucking Silicon Valley, the goddamn robber barons that are fucking pressing all this fucking goddamn intrusion into our private lives. Every fucking one of them needs to go, and you know where. But will we? Or will we continue to eat that fucking plate of shit? Will we continue to drive up to that plate of shit and get out because there's a goddamn sign saying, well, there's an algorithm that says you need to take a fucking bite of this fucking shit, a spoonful, and you get out and fucking to eat your spoonful of fucking shit? Are you going to stand up and fucking put an end to this goddamn madness? Allegheny's authorities, however, dismissed the study as hypothetical. Don't we live in a hypothetical fucking world? What might happen? I mean, you're fucked with more for what might happen than when something does happen, it's ignored. This is fucking pure goddamn fucking attempt at fucking slavery to enslave our fucking people. Hypothetical, saying at the same time that social workers have the last word in making decisions regardless of the output from the tool. No, they do not. They have no jurisdictional authority to fucking investigate or fuck with anybody in this country. None. It has to be an individual in a fucking common law court. You are fucking of the admiralty. You can't even be on our land, you son of a bitches, let alone have any goddamn power here. You fucking declared war on our people. You send somebody to fuck with us, we shoot the motherfuckers. That's how it works. That's what war is. Maybe you better go look it up. Families and their attorneys can never be sure of the algorithm's role in their lives either, because they aren't allowed to know the scores. I mean, fucking listen to this shit. Are you going to really, fuck, you might as well just get down on your fucking knees, go dig your own fucking ditch, put the fucking gun to the back of your own fucking head and shoot yourself. You worthless son of a bitches, that they'd have the gall to even write this goddamn stuff. And you old propagandists, fucking give it a go, you son of a bitches. You'll get the yellow of the fucking 12 to fucking 20%. You'll get them. Come fucking around in the jungle, you son of a bitches. More outrage. Amish organic farmer faces jail fine, jail time, and for producing clean meat. This is from Natural News. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. An Amish organic farmer is facing a hefty fine and a prison term for the simple crime of producing clean meat. Oh, you've got to pump it for, see, I didn't know this. That they have to fucking put chemicals in, I mean, preservatives into the goddamn meat, or they can't sell it. This is another part of that licensing shit where you're becoming an agent of the fucking state. And the state's fucking agenda is to fucking just kill every fucking one of us. I don't know why you can't just figure that fucking part out. Amos Miller runs a holistically managed farm in Bird in Hand, Pennsylvania, where he breeds cows, chickens, and pigs. The animals in his country old farm are bred without the use of chemicals and medications mandated. There's that goddamn word again. Under what fucking authority? The U.S. Department of Agriculture is not a goddamn, is unelected. Another fucking goddamn body of unelected goddamn fucking nobody son of a bitches that seem to think they have some fucking power. Well, you don't do it and we'll call the police. You know the goddamn Blackwater USA and we'll force you fucking do it. You mouthing motherfuckers. Because you fucking won't put fucking chemicals in the fucking goddamn poultry and fucking beef that you're fucking producing? You're going after this son of a bitch for growing something clean that won't make you fucking sick? That won't give you cancer? Man, we just let it happen, people. We fucking allow it. Of agriculture. According to Miller, he raises his animals in the way he believes God intended them to be raised in accordance with nature. Well, that's how it was done for fucking ever in 2 days until this U.S. Department of Agriculture, an unlawful, non-governmental fucking agency, fucking, I'm telling you, unelected son of a bitch is just some fucking goddamn another fucking goddamn black hole where your fucking money goes. Every few months you got the goddamn E. coli. You know, they have to go pull all the fucking lettuce where the fucking third worlders are shitting and pissing on it in the fucking fields because it's the slave fodder being brought up. And the U.S. Department of Agriculture, fuck off. Just fuck the fuck off. According to Miller, he raises his animals the way he believes God intended them to be raised in accordance with nature. Oh, God almighty, don't raise, it was nothing natural. You gotta put chemicals in it, you see. Cause we all wanna fucking die of fucking cancer. Everybody's supposed to die of fucking cancer. It's how you get rid of it. It's how you get rid of that baby boomer generation that you owe so much motherfucking money to. That's how Bill Clinton, you know, he went and he fucking, he got rid of the deficit. He went into the lockbox, remember the fucking, Social Security, your fucking account that can never be touched by anybody but you. And you bought into that shit like you bought into this phony ass goddamn constitution that never was, like you bought into every fucking thing. Hey, I did too. But once I learned better, I didn't go back and look back. These unbelievably fucking sick son of a bitches. However, a federal judge ordered the Amish farmer to cease and desist all sales of his organic meat. It's my choice if I buy fucking organic meat from a motherfucker. See, this guy, he has to have a fucking license. See, that's where they're pushing that. That's where this goddamn corporate motherfucking mafia is out of bounds. You're fucking, stay over there in your goddamn admiralty jurisdiction and stay the fuck out of our goddamn, common law jurisdiction. That's why we had it that way. So they could not do shit like this and rob us and make it so you have to pay the Jew 95 cents of every fucking dollar you make. And at the end of your fucking career, you might have built a farm. You might have built a fucking business. You might have built fucking a lot of things. And you might have fucking made a hell of a lot of money. But when you go back and look at how much they fucking took from you for fucking licensing regulation, you fucking name it. And then at the end, they fucking, just like in 2008, we had a derivatives crash. All your goddamn money that you had in the bank is gone. And you just didn't quite have enough to pay off that house you've been paying on for 40 fucking years. You're out on the goddamn streets. And then you sit down with a pencil and a piece of paper and add up all that you fucking made and all that they fucking took, and you find out you didn't even make minimum fucking wage. Federal judge. The magistrate also ordered Miller to pay $250,000 for contempt of court last summer. These are not fucking courts. These are goddamn corporate. These are fucking like ships on the high sea. These are pirates operating under a letter of marque. And you do not have to cooperate with these motherfuckers. Just do not accept it. Tell them to fuck off. They come to your goddamn house, shoot their fucking ass. They have no jurisdictional authority to be there. They are in violation of the law being there. They are a running violation of the law fucking existing. Last summer, he added that the farmer needs to pay an initial, listen to this, you'd love this. He added the farmer needs to pay an initial $50,000 as a good faith payment to avoid jail. These people seem to think they have some kind of fucking hell of authority. He did have his trial, right? He was fucking accused by an individual, a national. He had his rights within the fucking common law of this country, the fucking Bill of Rights, right? He had his due process of the law wrong. Because he took that goddamn license, but that fucking license is a contract. And you cannot contract the man's fucking rights away. They're unalienable. He can't give them away. Hence, he can't contract them away. But do you think this is how these people are going to face us? Hell no. Well, be some law firms are just fucking waiting for you. Yeah, we can help you out there. Yeah. Me and the judge, man, and the fucking prosecutor for the these assholes over at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. We'll all get together and we'll work this thing out. You'll pay a bunch of fucking money. You'll do as you're goddamn well told. And we'll split up all that money. And these fucking lawyers are fucking parasites. They're not even supposed to be here. They're goddamn the Queen's goddamn private fucking goddamn lawyers. They're operating under administrative admiralty, the law of the sea, and they're using it on the land. How dumb do people have to be? You can't see when you look at that Bill of Rights and you read it when it's something opposite is fucking occurring. You don't see that that is a violation of the highest law in this fucking land, and you do not have to cooperate. In fact, you are bound to defy it. $50,000 is a good faith payment to avoid jail. To make matters worse, armed U.S. Marshals raided the property. Well, goddamn. Don't you go after those MS-13 gang members hacking fucking people up and all these motherfucking criminals you brought into this goddamn country. You go out there and get a goddamn farmer. A fucking Amish. That's because he will not fucking put poison in his fucking meat for you. Like he's being told. He won't be your fucking boy. But too bad this fucking man does not know his goddamn rights and he does not know how to fucking stand for himself. It's a damnable shame. Tell him to shove that, take this license and shove it right up your fucking ass. I will fucking raise any kind of animal I want on my fucking property, and I will sell the meat to whoever I goddamn well please, and they come and they if they freely buy it, and I freely sell it, it ain't none of your fucking business. My goddamn cow. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah. So this happens a lot where you'll have private sellers, whether it's Amish, Mennonite, or just the regular folks that don't follow any religion, but how the hell do the feds find out about this shit? That must mean that people are fucking narking, snitching on these people.
Well, of course they are. I mean, goddamn.
Fucking nosy-ass neighbors.
That is one of our biggest goddamn. You know, you used to be keep your nose out of other people's business or you got the son of a bitch broke. I mean, these goddamn Californians, they move in here. And the first thing they're trying to make a retirement community out of our fucking home here in the mountains. They've ruined this fucking place, I'll tell you right now. But they fucking, these old people, they'll come here and they'll get them a scanner and they'll get them a pair of binoculars And they're looking, because if they can see something suspicious and they can call it in, they can hear their call come over the goddamn scanner and they can hear the whole incident they caused. And they sit there and they revel in this fucking shit. Revel in fucking spying on your goddamn neighbors, spying, watching people, what they're doing. You fucking cocksuckers, you deserve to be in goddamn China. But you do not have the right to do so here. You are goddamn traitors to we the people and to the law of this fucking nation. And you're going to answer up too, you sons of bitches. But they do that here, people. They all got a scanner and a fucking bare binoculars. They can't get around. They can't find nothing to fucking do. Because they fucking moved out into the country. They're working on turning this into, you know, we talked about, you know, they were going to put everybody into the fucking cities as reservations. And I ain't going to no goddamn reservation. They built the fucking city around me. So now I am sitting in a goddamn city. If you won't go, they'll just build a city around you. Fucking bring in the old retirees with more so that they can inflate the fucking dollars. You can live out on the goddamn streets. You won't have a fucking job because there are no jobs except for service fucking jobs. And there's just a handful of those that don't pay enough to even fucking, for one person to take care of themselves, they have to live in their goddamn car to work. But man, we just let it go on. We let it happen. We made no effort to quail this fucking shit when we saw it coming. The U.S. Marshals raided his property, farm, store, and freezers at the behest of the federal judge. They took an inventory of all his meat to ensure he will no longer be able to sell or slaughter any more animals. There's nothing wrong with the meat. They're not claiming there's anything wrong with his meat. And in fact, first place, they got no business. It ain't none of their goddamn business. Throw that fucking business license away. You're joining with the goddamn fraud when you get it. You're becoming their agent. Don't you understand how fucking licensing works? How you're a subcontractor to the goddamn United States Corporation. As you go up the fucking line, a contractor, subcontractor, 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 there you are with your license. You're one of them. And that's why a lot of these people claiming to be fucking patriots, they don't want to see this shit end. Because there are goodies that come with that fucking license. The corporate welfare that has existed since the beginning of this country comes with that fucking license. All the goodie package where you buy you got people, they buy a brand new fucking Cadillac and it's farm equipment. They are the ones that put this administrative admiralty shit together. They wrote this shit down and just fucking, and then they do case law here, case, well, in this case over here and play this fucking game. You know, how many lawyers, I wonder, graduate out of fucking goddamn college every year? They got to find them somebody to attach themselves to. They are parasites. They can't fucking make a living any other fucking way than parasiting off of people that work. And so it fucking gets worse and worse and worse, and they're all fucking esquires. They're all fucking, they're at the goddamn service of the Queen of fucking England, and that cunt can fucking go right straight to hell. The monarchs must fucking fall. The fucking corporations must be fucking destroyed. You want to have a fucking partnership, the common law is there to allow for it. You can have any kind of partnership you fucking want, but it will be a private fucking partnership, not a public one. That way, if a queer comes into your goddamn establishment, you don't have to bake him a cake. You can say, get the fuck out, queer. I don't like queers. You can even say it. Because it is your goddamn right. But that's why people are not getting this thing about public, private fucking places. When they go and they get these goddamn licensing, which never should have been in this goddamn country. I mean, they fucking, that's the first thing to aristocracy. People don't understand the colonies. All the colonies were fucking corporations. Where the Mayflower landed, that was a corporation. They've been doing this shit forever in 2 days. And now they want complete and total fucking power. They want us relieved of our fucking rights so that they can dictate over us, even though they fucking couldn't roll us over if we were dead. They're a 4 foot nothing little piece of shit. They can get right up in your face. You don't like, well, hey, It reminds me of Richard Dawson on fucking Running Man when he calls his big guy over, his muscle man over, oh, Mr. Whatever was to have a talk with you. And he goes, oh, I've done too many steroids, and walks off and leaves the fucking asshole to get what he deserves. But it still reminds me of it. No, I'm a little fucking piss ant shit little fucker that couldn't fucking whip the wind with a fistful of hammers. But I'm going to get in your fucking face. I'm going to step over across the fucking street and get in your fucking face. Maybe because you don't have a fucking mask on. Boom, I knock your fucking ass out. Oh, man, you've crossed the line now. 911 balls, get here now. What if we tell 911 balls to fuck off and we tell them in a way that they can't fucking ignore? At the point, I mean, goddamn it, at some point you have to get those goddamn guns out like the people did in God, Lexington and Concord. I've had enough. I'm not going to take no more of your fucking shit. I'd rather fight you to the death than fucking live in tyranny. I will not live in tyranny. But still then we sit here and we know that, we say that, we know it, we mean it, we fucking feel it. But all the time, all the same time we're sitting here watching fucking billions of dollars going out of our country, we're watching them build the fucking new world headquarters in the fucking Ukraine, where the, so the God damn it, what the hell are they called? Oh. I can't think of the word. Huh? Askenazi, that's it. Thank you, Laura. And see, you know, Dion brought it up the other day. These people were so fucking filthy, immoral, fucking, I mean, made Sodom and Gomorrah look like a goddamn fucking church gathering. And these are the people that have unleashed this whole, I mean, through the communism and through the fucking fascism and through the fucking, all the socialism have unleashed this fucking attack on fucking morality. I do not want to live in an immoral fucking place. I want people to have fucking goddamn some kind of standard of fucking conduct that doesn't fucking involve fucking like the streets of Berlin. And, you know, back in the Weimar Republic, they're going down the streets of Berlin and men dressed in drag and people screwing little kids on the side of the fucking road. That's what they want for you. Those of you that they let live, you will be there. You're like some kind of sick fucking sex toy for them. But right now we're building it. Just like we did in fucking Russia. Russia was, could have never been a threat to the United States. Fucking China could have never been a threat to the United States. If those who were supposed to be representatives who never did, because there never was a constitution, there's always just been a fucking corporation of the aristocracy, and it is a goddamn, what the hell's the word I'm looking for? A kingdom. I mean, oh, the crown heads fiefdom. Of your, pardon?
Fiefdom?
It's fiefdom. It's a monarchy is one of the words I was looking for. They're corporate monarchs. They set up there and just, I mean, all this shit like Biden's been doing. Well, Biden ordered $11 billion over to this fucking place. How? I mean, you used to play some kind of game with this called fucking the Congress and the fucking Senate, and I'm just a bill waiting here on Capitol Hill since I was a little kid. Remember that? Schoolhouse Rock? And then it has to go to this committee and it has to go to that. No. They have fucking just taken that executive and they've turned it into a fucking dictatorship. And then they take the goddamn a fucking body of fucking assholes that were supposed to be there to advise the fucking assholes that were in the fiduciary to make sure they didn't violate our rights so because we could fucking hang them or fucking take everything they had. And they've given them fucking power. I mean, just turn around and give anybody fucking power. Give a Walmart fucking employee. Oh, he'll be packing a goddamn gun next thing you know. And he'll have the authority. I have the authority to arrest you. Really? I have the authority to blow your goddamn head off, you corporate piece of shit. You better have a goddamn common law fucking warrant in your fucking hand, which you can't have because that was the first thing they got rid of, was the common law courts. They knew what they were going to do. They had their plan. And they phased those courts out, and fucking goddamn, it's like old Rothschild said when he was talking about the goddamn currency. I don't care who makes the laws. If I control the currency, I control the fucking country. And that's because you people out there are fucking mammon worshiping son of a bitches. I mean, I'm sorry. But I mean, there are people out there calling themselves patriots and capitalism. It's capitalism versus communism. No, it ain't. Capitalism's just another ism. There are communist capitalists. There are fucking fascist capitalists. Capitalism means usury. And it's not goddamn free enterprise. The free enterprise system, it requires a debt-free currency to operate. Not like your goddamn capitalism, where you're capitalizing on somebody else's fucking bad fortune or somebody else's fucking need. You think about the person whose daddy fucking puts $200 million in the bank for him the day he's born. He never hits a fucking lick. And not only is his life paid for, I mean, he has the things in life he wants, but the money adds to the money through the fucking goddamn use of the money. He doesn't do anything, but he gets every fucking thing. He doesn't have to hit a lick his whole fucking life. Now you tell me that's a fucking just system, and I'll tell you you're fucking wrong.
He did grope women.
Pardon?
He did grope women.
Yeah, I guess he did, didn't he? He must have had a license. Anyway, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Take your brain. It's time to go.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:45 Pacific Time, and that was Buffalo Bill with High and Dry, which is what this looks like. This Amish farmer's been left high and dry. She never got a license. You don't need permission to goddamn raise a fucking cow. You don't need permission to sell your fucking cow, or else it don't belong to you, does it? That's what it all comes down to. Now, see, if this guy was just a private person on his private land fucking growing his meat, there ain't a goddamn thing they could say to him about it. It's when you engage in commerce. That's why they put that fucking commerce clause in there, so they can control things. Like, say, yeah, you can engage in this commerce, and you can get all the goodies of the fucking corporate welfare state. All you have to do is put these drugs, these cancer-causing fucking drugs, into your goddamn beef so that they kill the fucking people off we want to get killed here. You know, those individuals that we can't fucking control because we have no fucking authority over them. Oh, man. Miller, this is what the guy was, caller was talking about. Miller, who runs a private member-only food distribution network, alleged that the federal government is prosecuting him for practicing his religious freedom in the way he raises and prepares his food. You're wrong. You're wrong. I'm sorry, Mr. Amish man. You're wrong, Amos. What they are fucking doing is punishing you for not fucking following their rules and poisoning the fucking beef that you're going to give to these fucking people so they'll die of cancer because you have become one of their agents as much as you hate them. And I got to believe that even an Amishman can fucking hate. And in your soul, you know you fucking hate them. But you did it. You went and bought the goddamn license. You went and asked for the permission to do something that is a right to do. We don't have to ask for permission. That 14th Amendment is fucking unlawful. It cannot be. It denies and disparages the fucking rights of the people, and there is no authority that can exist to do that. And now they're building another one. A United Nations. The same way they built this fucking phony-ass federal government. No fucking authority to do it. Nope. The people aren't saying, we want a goddamn international government. We want all this. We want this world trade. Oh, there's a handful. 238. You know, the 1% and then the 15% down. They love this fucking shit. And this guy here, I admire his fucking pluck for fucking wanting to raise fucking clean beef. And he has put together his own private member-only food distribution network. He shouldn't have got a license. Just say everybody, hey, bring your cow here and you come buy a cow and I'll raise it. And then tell them to go to hell. That's just your fucking labor. They can't tax it. They can't fucking do anything to you. Lawfully. But just like you know, I think they had a SWAT team raid this guy, if I remember what I read here earlier. For practicing his religion and the way he raises and prepares his beef. That ain't your argument, my friend. Our members don't want any of that. They want fresh, raw meat with no additives. Our members want it straight from the farm with no preservatives on it. You don't have the right to decide what you eat. Well, you're almost fucking Palestinians. Pretty soon they'll be deciding how many calories you can have a day, huh? And then the man with the fucking license, the business people, they call themselves business people, but they're just corporate fucking dogs. You are at the goddamn low end of the fucking goddamn feeding chain, but still those goddamn bennies, man. Corporate welfare state. This has been a corporate welfare state since its inception. It's fucking been a welfare state for the aristocracy who have built fucking fortunes from fucking the sweat of fucking everyday fucking working people. Why in the beginning didn't people just go out and say, I don't know if they ever did. But when they didn't mint the fucking money, when they didn't give debt-free currency to discharge debt so that you could actually own property and that they had no fucking control over, Why didn't the people rise up then? Just think how much smaller a fucking deal it would have been compared to what we're looking at today. I mean, they're talking about 18,000, starting next week, 18,000 fucking foreigners, foreign aliens of fucking fighting age. And they're talking about the crime wave they have created. There was no crime wave, and we told you back then when they had to admit that the fucking crime had actually dropped 15%. Well, they'll bring a fucking crime wave in here, and they did. They brought Honduras, they brought Guatemala, they brought fucking every fucking animal that from down, you know, fucking in the fucking gutter, and their fucking families, and you're gonna fucking feed and house them as they take over what belongs to you. To the point do you get that? Hey, go ahead, sorry.
Yes, along with how they do the foreigners coming in. So where I am in Cincinnati, it's the little election bullshit that's going on right now, and you have full-on foreigners, Indians, Patels, Rajanopanis, fucking running for all of the seats of quote-unquote power here, right here in Cincinnati, all foreigners.
Well, yeah. I mean, exactly correct, dude. I mean, what's her name? I can't think of her last name. I mean, she fucking came here on a refugee status, and she's sitting in the fucking halls of Congress, and you're paying her probably fucking $150,000 besides what she's scamming, and she just fucking just walked right in. There should be nobody in fucking this government except American fucking nationals. That means, I mean, goddamn natural-born Americans. That means your mom and dad was a fucking Americans, born of Americans. Who has the interest of Americans? Fucking foreigners or Americans? That's why they represent. It's just like the shit marching around that the fucking stupid house in the goddamn capital. The Ukrainians. We want you to go and kill for our country. I thought you fucking were Americans. Well, we're Ukrainian Americans, and Ukraine comes first. Don't you hear us? Ukrainian Americans. There, you know, until I think it was like 1964, you could not have dual citizenship. And that is the most, I mean, if you want to destroy something, that is a fucking pretty good way to do it. Bring people in that are loyal, just like the goddamn, the only ones that can serve in our fucking high seats of government with fucking dual passports are the goddamn Jews. If you're a German-American, you can't do it. If you're an African-American, you can't do it. You can. Everybody wants to grab onto this. They started it with this culture shit when they started fucking bringing the people in on, when they started bringing people in with this multiculturalism, everybody was supposed to go back. I want to go back to 200 years ago. I have a right to be who I was supposed to be. Well, then I guess you're going to be all right with fucking hunting with a goddamn spear or a fucking goddamn bow. You don't get a car. I mean, you want everything that fucking came with the goddamn settling of this nation and the building of this fucking nation, the building of the goddamn shit, 19th and 20th and 21st century. You want everything that goes with it, but you want to have your natural, you want to be treated special. Well, we're all even. And when this whole thing goes down, this fucking play, the playing field is going to be leveled. If you have the aptitude, you're going to succeed. And everybody's going to have a plenty. If you're an American national, we kick everybody's ass out of here and take our wealth back. None of us really would have to work. But, I mean, it's a natural tendency of, I don't know, maybe it ain't for some people, but it is for me. And that most people I know, they have to be doing something. Now, they've created a whole generation that can't even get into the goddamn armed services for the fucking NATO fucking international army because their bone structures have fucked. They fucked their bone structures up from sitting so fucking much and playing Nintendo games. I mean, you talk about in Animal Farm when they bring the TV into the fucking barn. Man, you tell me that those Jesus Christ, what they've done. You know, people will sit in the same room and text each other back and forth rather than talk. I tell them, I saw, you know, way back in my day, man, we used to talk on those motherfuckers. But I mean, some people won't even answer the phone. They'll answer a text, but they won't answer a goddamn phone. I mean, this is how you get rid of fucking goddamn individualism. This is how you get rid of a culture, a people. The things that fucking make us fucking a people, which is that fucking Bill of Rights. But I mean, you think about that, that they have had that kind of success with that and this ain't fucking new, brand new technology. This is old technology that's been refined to be used against we the people. If you got your face buried in that fucking if you're connected into the goddamn internet, your brain, that's all it's fucking looking at. You ain't looking at the shit going around you. That's why you go to talk to people and they act like they don't even know what the fuck's going on. How could you not know what's going on? When you pull up to the gas pump, do you cringe? You say, do you wonder why gas is fucking $4.68 a fucking gallon? When you got to pay that fucking money out, well, that's all right, man. My goddamn phone still works. I have my charger. That's all I fucking need. You talk about a little comfort zone that you can grab anytime, any fucking where, and that's what they gave them. And they fucking fell for it. The kids don't go out. When I was a kid, you went outside. We didn't want to be inside. We're out climbing trees, building forts, fucking name it, digging holes and playing army and fucking like little kids. We were doing something. We were using our heads. We'd take a stick and make it, our little machine gun. And then we'd have battles and we'd fucking, or go out and play football, baseball, fucking something that fucking, so you're moving your body. You had to be doing something. That's where you've lost your goddamn, I don't know, maybe the manhood in this country. You fucking just sit there and your ass. I mean, I know people that do it. They don't get up. They sit there until they fucking eat food and fucking goddamn play them games until they eat themselves into sugar diabetes. Go on fucking Social Security. And Social Security fucking, I don't know, they must have to buy it by the goddamn bail. But they'll still just sit there and just let themselves deteriorate away. It's insanity. And then you got, go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, so I was born in the 80s, and in my elementary school, in my high school, we had maybe one overweight or chubby kid, right? One.
Yeah.
And that was an abnormal thing, but now I've been a teacher for the past 10 to 15 years, and every year, the kids get fatter, they get dumber, yeah. They get less, they have no imagination. Every fucking year, it gets worse and worse and worse. And it falls back on parenting. That's all.
Yeah.
Parents.
Well, the lack of parenting. Because, fucking the mom's, goddamn it, the mom's supposed to be there to, make the home and to watch the kids. But she wants to have a fucking career too. I mean, it's like the lady from Romania told me, the power that them communists make you fucking feel. You're powerful, but what you don't realize is what your fucking trade off is. You're trading off your fucking kids. You go and you work a job that doesn't make as much money as the child care that is being provided so you can go work. And so the state's raising your fucking kids. Because you want to go, why'd you have children? If you wanted a career, why did you have children? For somebody else to fucking raise. The state. This is how they build communism. They take them from the time they're little tykes. And the guy's right, man. You look around and the kids, I mean, it's rare to find a fit kid. I know a lot of them because their parents are fucking, they're like me. They got every house has a goddamn weight machine in it. And when the days off come, you ain't going to play with them goddamn phones and shit because I'm going somewhere where there ain't no goddamn signal. You're just not going to do it. And then these are the happiest kids you ever saw in your life. They're way happier. The other kids are just like walking around like fucking zombies, getting fatter by the fucking minute. Yeah, absolutely, man. And then you have somebody like this Amish guy. I wish this guy knew his rights. I mean, I don't care what goddamn religion you are, what your private beliefs are, but man, you need to learn the goddamn law of this fucking land before they take it from you. And, people are, going back and forth at each other. I mean, I disagree with you. You disagree with me. What you're doing is you're fucking pushing the point to where you will no longer have the right to disagree. Just like the state's fucking telling this fucking guy here. I mean, they have no authority over this man. How could the state that was put, an organization that was supposedly created to serve you end up being your fucking ruler. It got turned 180 degrees around, didn't it? So they, I mean, so you're not no longer the land of the free and the home of the brave. You're the land of the fucking, I don't know, the coward and the fucking land of the slave. And it's all because you let it, because this is a handful. Never in, I mean, they're going to look back on the history of what happened here, and they're going to say, how in the fuck did this, how did they do it? I mean, I am fucking goddamn amazed what people will, the thing is, they'll stick it in, and it'll be fucking something that you will not, just like the mass thing, where the vaxxers, the anti-vaxxers, and people are about ready, you know, they're going to blows over it. And then they'll back off on it. Then they'll put it back on, and then they'll back off on it. And pretty soon you get used to this fucking idea that they, instead of, like I said, this guy here going for the fact that you have no authority over me, I don't need a license to fucking grow a fucking cow and fucking sell the goddamn meat. It's called free enterprise, son of a bitch, and your government has no business in it. They don't have, only thing that they're supposed to do is provide the debt-free currency so I can operate. That's it. And they can't put any strings attached to it. But here we are. Yeah, Austin pledges to restock U.S. Ammo sent to Ukraine. So they're going to, we've sent them our fucking god, they're building, because you know, that's what we've been saying for years, is that where is this goddamn United Nations at? It's in cyberspace. It doesn't, is this over here? I know they got a headquarters there in fucking New York. But I mean, where? I mean, it's not like it's a land. It's not like it's an empire or anything. So they went right to the fucking, to the gristle of the fucking goddamn meat. And they fucking put it, and they're good. The Khazarian Jews are going to fucking, they were the dirtiest, filthiest, fucking most immoral fucking people to ever fucking breathe their air on this planet. And they, now that everything has been revealed, they're stepping up. Yeah, we are. Yeah, we're gonna make your little boys into little girls. We're gonna cut their fucking dicks off when they're fucking 12 years old. And they don't even have to tell you, you think. Well, I tell you what. There is an alternative. The alternative is we enforce the law and we kill these son of a bitches. Because they are dead set on destroying us. We better get that through our fucking heads, people. They are dead, and all these little things that they're doing. This is how a communist fights. They're fucking worms. But they have, this shit should be met with fucking real fucking goddamn real resistance. They will use violence, like with the guy with the goddamn farm. Come and raid his fucking farm. Go through his goddamn freezers and shit. I think somebody should have shot him. I think the Amish should have got together and started shooting them. They were violating their goddamn natural rights on this goddamn planet. There ain't no son of a bitch better than nobody else. Like I said, I want to skin one of these fuckers alive and say, now what is so different about you? You're not really eating fucking blue blood. Looks red like mine. Looks like you got everything that I got and everything. What makes you so fucking special? The twat you dropped out of and the fucking 2,000-year scam you've been running? Well, this is the 21st century, and we see your fucking scam. We've got enough out through the internet. People know what you're doing, and you are going to have to fight us, whether you like it or not. You're going to have to fight the people in the fucking jungle because, hey, go ahead and starve them. Go ahead and do your starvation thing and watch them come out of that fucking jungle and eat your fucking ass, stupid. Just like I would 20 years ago, I would say, this is fucking that. This has never happened. What I'm reading today, I'll never read that. It never happened. That is way over the fucking line. The people would never allow it to go that far over the line, but they did. Because they had their little phones sitting on their fat fucking asses and just fucking, as long as I can get, you know, 4 more points on my little fucking game here. Jeez, man, that's all I care about. That's life. That's not life. And you're going to find out it's death when that fucking iron hand comes out of that velvet glove and comes down on your ass. So even you communists, I mean, you communists have seen what they'll do to you. You ones that you, the people that have cooperated with this. You think you got a ticket with the 500 million? You being one of the people that betrayed your own fucking people? They're going to keep your ass around? You're wrong. You're going to be the first to fucking go because you can't be trusted. You betrayed your own fucking people. You betrayed the law of your own fucking people. You have acquiesced to goddamn for your people to be fucking slaves, you son of a bitch. And nobody's gonna cry a tear when you're fucking dead. I promise you that. Anyway, that's enough rambling for today. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, man, I mean, we're going to just keep, we'll just keep watching the outrages and see if anybody fucking makes a move to stop it. Anybody. That is The Word from the Trenches.